York woman for a simple two-hour ER visit, she turned to my friend for help. She had only needed an IV and some basic tests, so she couldn't believe the price. My friend, a healthcare consultant, had a good relationship with the hospital's CEO, so he met with him and told him about the two-hour visit in detail. "Guess how much your hospital charged?" my friend asked the CEO. Cringing, the hospital CEO guessed $5,000, thinking he was guessing high. Then my friend showed him the itemized bill totaling $69,000. Embarrassed at how disconnected he was from his hospital's own billing practices, the CEO offered to forgive the bill. This story reminded me that we don't have malicious leaders in healthcare. We have good people working in a fragmented system. The operations I do today use the same equipment, anesthetics, sutures, and paid staff that I used 10 years ago. So how is it that health insurance costs have been skyrocketing? It's explained by the money games of medicine, loaded with middlemen, kickbacks, and hidden costs. The profits are big, but the casualties are great. Overtesting, overdiagnosing, and overtreatment are now commonplace in some areas of medicine. And the prices are so high that patients can't pay the bills. About 1 in 5 Americans currently has medical debt in collections, and half of patients with certain medical conditions, such as women with stage 4 breast cancer, now report being harassed by a collection agency for their medical bills. While patients are getting shaken down for inflated bills, the healthcare establishment conducts high-level panel discussions in gilded conference rooms, discussing the issues in theoretical terms. I've been there. I sit on those panels too. But to understand what was really happening in healthcare, I shed my white coat and embarked on listening rounds across the country. While these travels gave me the education of a lifetime, they also gave me new hope. I visited hospitals and startups, charting new courses with fresh ideas. I met doctors, business leaders, insurance innovators, state legislators, millennials, and others fed up with the medical establishment and challenging it. This social movement has no formal name or membership, but it is made up of people determined to put patients back in the center of medicine. They're working to make how you pay for medical care rational and fair instead of secretive and predatory. Using the simple principles of transparency and competition, they are showing us the way out of this mess. This book shines a light on the many insider games of healthcare, but it will also introduce you to the innovators and disruptors working to save you money. My favorite movie is The Big Short, a film about the financial crisis of 2007. Part of the reason I admire the movie is because it took an incredibly complicated problem and made it understandable by using stories and relatable examples. In this book, I want to do the same for American healthcare. Before the Great Recession of 2007, Americans were being led to buy mortgages they didn't understand and couldn't afford. As I talked to families and business owners who purchased healthcare they didn't understand and couldn't afford, I began seeing the ominous signs that healthcare has become another economic bubble. A woman in California helped me appreciate the burden that our rising healthcare costs place on small businesses. To start her dry cleaning business, Jennifer had to pay $100,000 a year to get health insurance for herself and her 3 employees. Right off the bat, her small business was 6 figures in the hole. How many more garments does she now need to clean in order to become profitable? Jennifer's story illustrates one of the greatest risks to our economy, healthcare costs. They are increasingly suffocating businesses in America. The 2007 banking crisis resulted from complexity that kept onlookers confused. When people questioned banks being overleveraged and selling mortgages to people who couldn't afford them, financial experts responded by saying, "It's extremely complicated. Leave it to us." But the problem was simple. Banks were spending money on toxic assets with money they didn't have. Bad mortgages were bundled and sold on the market for far more than they were worth. Credit ratings agencies, supposedly independent, received payments to prop